approach you, Your Honor?
You may. Thank you.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Michael Curran, appearing on behalf of the appellant, Sun Outdoor Advertising.
Would you like to reserve any time for rebuttal?
3 minutes, Your Honor. Thank you. This case is an appeal from a decision of the Superior Court of Thurston County upholding the Department of Transportation's denial of a permit to place an outdoor advertising sign on the just outside the city limits of Tenasket in Okanagan County. It involves interpretations of the Scenic Highways Act and also the Okanagan County Zoning Code. The facts are really not in dispute. The issue involves the application of those facts to the Act and the interplay between the Act and the Zoning Code. And to our knowledge, and I believe to the state's knowledge, it's an issue of first impression in this state.
In applying the answering the question whether commercial and industrial uses predominate in the zoning code that applies, the zoning definition that applies to this area, don't we have to ask ourselves what uses are prohibited in the minimum requirement district in Okanagan County?
Yeah, it's an interesting issue, Your Honor, but I think the statute really focuses on not what's not allowed, it's what is allowed. It says prohibited.
Doesn't predomination though require a comparison with what uses are allowed?
Well, I suppose.
I guess the other way to say it is if every use is allowed in a district, no use predominates, right?
I think that would be a correct analysis, yes.
So in this, when we go through the list, we do have lots of commercial and industrial uses that are itemized, but we've also got residential uses, agricultural uses, governmental activities, recreational activities. What's left? What other categories would we look at?
I think that pretty well covers the waterfront. I think that Your Honor is correct, and the state is correct in many ways that the general zone, the MRD zone, is replete with many activities that are permitted, and frankly, very few that are prohibited. And just as an arithmetic matter, I mean, it might be a simple way to look at it, but I think it's the correct way, is you look at that zone, and it's in the county code. It's subsection 20, I think, of the Okanagan mm-hmm. County Code. Says uses permitted in, or permitted uses in the MRD zone, and it refers you to the use matrix, and the use matrix identifies 97 uses. And 95 of them are commercial and industrial in nature. And it's hard for me, and I think it would be hard for the average citizen or business, to conclude that 95 out of 97 is anything other than predominant.
If my doctor tells me my diet has to consist of chicken, fish, and then lists 20 kinds of vegetables and 20 kinds of fruits, do I do the math and say, well, I've got 40 fruits and vegetables, that predominates my diet?
I think you could. And based on his instructions, I think that would be a legitimate interpretation. Whether it's something you should do or not is a different question.
Curious about the department's decision when they turn to the purpose. How do you read the correlation between the purpose section of the minimum, the MRD, and the itemization of
I think it's important to look at the principle of statutory construction that the department put in its brief, and which we have no dispute of, and that is that the specific controls over the general, and if there's a way to interpret the two together, then you do so. And in this particular case, you have the generic purpose statement that the MRD zone is intended to preserve the rural character and protect natural resources. And then it goes in to specifically identify what's a permitted use in the zone. And again, in that case, they describe 97 permitted uses, 95 of which are industrial and commercial in nature. And I think it's also important to go back and look at what the definition of the department itself in the Act is to what's a commercial or industrial area. And it references a general zone, which is what a MRD zone is. It's a general zone. And it says, well, sign, you know, that an MR, you know, that sort of general zone or a location in that zone is commercial and industrial in nature, if there are commercial or industrial uses there that are visible to the highway. And in this case, there were. I think that's how you read them consistently with one another. I'd like to address real quickly, in addition to answering any questions that the court might have, certain statements of the department, I think, that are I don't know that they're misleading, but they mischaracterize the position of Sun Outdoor. Sun Outdoor does not argue and would not argue that signs are permitted everywhere in an MRD zone. The test is twofold, and the second prong of the test protects the interests that the department is trying to protect and addresses the concern that the Superior Court had as well. The first test, or the first prong of the test, is, as Your Honor noted, whether or not the zone is one that predominantly permits industrial or commercial uses. But that doesn't stop. I mean, just meeting the first test doesn't mean that you can put an outdoor advertising sign. The second prong of the test is that those commercial or industrial uses have to be visible to the highway. And that's how you protect the rural character of the area. If you don't permit signs in places where industrial and commercial activity aren't already there. And in this particular case, those activities were present. The location at issue here had a building supply store, two mini storage units, I think there was a manufacturing home facility. I mean, it was not meadows, forests, and wildflowers. And it's important for the businesses of Okanagan County that they have opportunities to advertise their businesses and products, and those businesses were there. See, I'm up for my time. I'll address further questions and rebuttal.
Thank you, Your Honors, and may it please the Court. My name is Matt Hewitt, Assistant Attorney General, here on behalf of the Washington State Department of Transportation. We're asking this Court to give effect to the purpose and intent of the...
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. We're asking this Court to give effect to the purpose and intent of the Scenic Vistas Act, which WashDOT has a statutory obligation to interpret and enforce, and affirm DOT's agency action here and the Superior Court's decision in denying Sun Outdoor Advertising's billboard permit along State Route 97 in Okanagan County. The department took a sound agency action here under the APA and correctly interpreted both the Scenic Vistas Act and the Okanagan County Code. As has been pointed out by Sun Outdoor, and in the briefings before the court, it's not really in dispute. The area zoned where Sun Outdoor proposes to put its billboard is zoned minimum requirement district by the county, MRD for short. The stated purpose of the MRD zone is to preserve rural character and protect natural resources.
How on earth does a zoning classification that involves almost A to Z activities accomplish either of those purposes? And if the department's relying on the purpose section, doesn't that call into question whether the decision's sound?
Well, Your Honor, I think you touched on it earlier in a way that made sense and that harmonizes with DOT's position, is that by putting the purpose section in the way that they did, the county wanted to maintain a broad control and give itself some flexibility in zoning an area in a way that did not limit them to certain types of uses, that they would have opportunities to consider all different types of uses, but that they would still give them the flexibility to carry out their stated purpose. And as you referenced earlier and what the trial court considered, as WSDOT did, was that you have to go beyond the numbers. The fact that there are 97 conceivable uses that the county considers, and 95 of them are either permitted or conditionally permitted in an MRD zone, is not the end of the analysis. By your example, if you were to take Sun Outdoors position to its logical conclusion, if you're put on a diet by your doctor of lean meats, of chicken, fish, and then 40 different kinds of fruits and vegetables, by their reasoning, you'd be eating predominantly fruits and vegetables, but that may not have necessarily been what your doctor intended when it gave you that instruction. So what the trial court determined, and this is stated on the record, is that you have to view the underlying zone in context. You cannot look simply at the numbers.
I guess I'm still just kind of abstractly struggling with the concept of how does this zoning designation promote the protection of natural resources when it allows gravel pit mines and all kinds of manufacturing? And I can understand where part of the list is are conditional use permits, and that does give the agency an option to control the level or set conditions. But out and out permitted uses are so broad. It seems like the purpose is so general that I'm not sure it's very meaningful. And that's why I'm wondering how that helps the department make its decision.
Well, I think, Your Honor, the department looked at a couple different things specifically. And I think the way they looked at it, is the only way that harmonizes the purpose section with the stated uses. The purpose section says they want to maintain broad controls to preserve rural character and protect natural resources. A lot of the uses that are permitted, either outright or conditionally, are commercial and industrial in nature. Now, because they might permit a gravel pit does not necessarily mean the county is going to allow an area to become predominantly occupied by gravel pits, salvage yards, shopping malls, that sort of thing.
How can they say no under the zoning designation if somebody says, I'm ready to go with one of those uses?
I think that would be for the county to determine, but what WSDOT's charged with here is to determine whether or not, looking at the code as a whole, is that area zoned predominantly for commercial and industrial uses. Simply by allowing broad flexibility and allowing a wide variety of uses, both residential, agricultural, governmental, commercial, and industrial, you can't take that next step and say, because most of the types of uses are commercial and industrial, that area is predominantly commercial and industrial. For example, if you have 10 people sitting down to the dinner table and two of them engage in a heated conversation for most of the evening, those two people might predominate the conversation, but that doesn't mean that they are a majority of the dinner party or something like that. So as WSDOT determined, as the trial court agreed, you have to go beyond the numbers here.
So if you go beyond the numbers, where are you going?
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
You've said now twice, you have to go beyond the numbers. And so where are you going? What does that mean?
Your Honor, you have to view the underlying zone in the proper context. And I think WSDOT...
Well, what is the proper context? Because as has been pointed out, as drafted, the zone allows a number of different uses.
WSDOT's interpretation of the code harmonizes the purpose section, which is to preserve rural character and protect natural resources, with the use chart that allows either conditionally or outright a number of different uses. Sun Outdoors is asking this court to
how do you reconcile that?
The first prong of the test is whether or not an exception is allowed to the prohibition of allowing billboards along the scenic system is determined whether or not the underlying area is zoned predominantly for commercial industrial uses. The county also
How do we determine that? I mean, that's the crux of this case.
What WSDOT did, Your Honor, and I think this reasoning is sound, is that they looked and saw that the county has a commercial zone on the books. The county has a industrial zone on the books. And a minimum requirement district, an MRD zone, is something different, with a stated purpose of preserving rural character and protecting natural resources.
But basically allowing anything to happen. All sorts of different uses to occur, including the gravel pit.
The county would have the flexibility to determine those sorts of uses on a case-by-case basis, but WSDOT is not charged.
How does a gravel pit square with a overarching purpose to maintain a rural designation?
I don't know, Your Honor. I'm not here on behalf of the county. But what we're here to present to the court is that WSDOT was faced with an analysis of seeing that there's a minimum requirement district zone. It does allow things like gravel pits, but when you look at the area, it is not predominated by gravel pits or other types of commercial industrial zones.
How do we know that?
Well, as part of the record reflects, and what WSDOT did was part of what they did was look at the underlying area. But even if they hadn't, you're confronted with a situation where even though these types of uses may be permitted, they're not going to necessarily predominate, because just as quickly as the county could approve a gravel pit, they could also put in a park or a multifamily apartment structure or allow another agricultural use that would be more in keeping with the stated purpose of the MRD zone. So the fact that the county wanted to leave itself some flexibility and maintain broad control over the area does not render it, by sheer virtue of the numbers, a predominantly commercial and industrial area, which is what WSDOT was charged with determining. So in closing, Your Honor, I'd just like to reiterate that WSDOT made a valid interpretation of both the Scenic Vistas Act and the Okanagan County Code. The way it did so harmonizes both the Act and the Code, and the Superior Court correctly affirmed, and we'd ask this court to affirm as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. Just a couple of quick points. I don't think the department harmonizes the act and the zoning code. I think it ignores expressly what's going on in the zoning code.
How so?
The zoning code doesn't say, the act doesn't say that signs can only be allowed in areas that are in fact presently used for industrial or commercial purposes. It says it can be placed in zones that allow those uses. In this particular case, they are allowed. 95 out of 97 of the uses are commercial or industrial purpose. There's no way to interpret that other than as a predominant use. And what the department would do is ignore that particular prong. The department is entitled to no deference and has no special expertise in terms of its interpretation of the Okanagan County Code. That code is not ambiguous. It clearly and unequivocally and without contradiction or ambiguity of any kind describes permitted uses, not actual uses, permitted uses, allowable uses. The other thing is the department persists in an error, I believe, in looking at the MRD zone as a whole, as it spread all over the entire county. That's not what the Act requires. What the Act requires, it refers to specific locations. The permit application here that was denied was for a specific location, and that location had on it a building supply store, a trailer sales and service facility. It was surrounded by many storage facilities, and all of that activity was visible from the highway. So in closing, we have a two-prong test. The first prong is in the area, it is a site proposed to be located in an area that permits commercial and industrial uses. And in this particular case, I think the answer is yes. Not only does it permit it, those uses are existing and are there. And the second prong of the permit or the test is whether or not those uses are visible to the highway, and they clearly are. Businesses, as I said, no less than citizens, are entitled to rely on the statute and the regulations in planning their business. They should be able to look at its plain meaning and plan their activities accordingly. And if the position of the department is accepted, where the plain meaning of this statute is not given effect, they will have to go to the department every time they seek a permit. And I would posit to the court that that's not required by the statute, and it is not and should not be the law of this state. And we'd ask that the decision of the department be reversed in the Superior Court as well. Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you very much. And that concludes our calendar for today. We are in recess.